Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything that you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that's going to effortlessly unite your in-person and online sales into just one source of truth. You're going to be able to track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. You could connect with customers in-line and online. And Shopify, it's going to help you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns. So we're talking about TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or you can use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for battle-tested solutions. Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. I say do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/headspace. That's all lowercase. So you're going to go to shopify.com/headspace to take your retail business to the next level today. I'm going to say it one more time. shopify.com/headspace.
Headspace Studios.
Hi, it's Andy here, and welcome to Radio Headspace and to Friday Morning. We are, well, a few months into the new year now, and I wonder how you're doing with any resolutions you might have made. Maybe you decided you were going to meditate every day. Maybe you wanted to get some more exercise. Maybe it was, I don't know, to eat in a different way, eat more healthy food. We talked a little bit about mindful eating on Radio Headspace before, but I thought now is probably a good time to sort of check back in with what that means and how that might look against some of your resolutions. And maybe the resolutions are still going strong. Maybe some have already been forgotten. But I think there's, you know, food in particular, it's an interesting one. They tend to be the resolutions, whether they're the start of the year or the start of summer, whenever these things happen, they tend to be quite extreme in nature. And I think diets just generally are not necessarily that healthy. Some of them are, perhaps, but they all require a fairly dramatic change, and they most at least, assume a temporary nature. It's not sort of, okay, here's how to sort of eat a balanced, healthy lifestyle for the rest of our life. It's like, hey, you want to make a quick change at the start of the year? Try this. Hey, you want to get ready for the beach in the summer? Try that. And because of that temporary nature, there's a little bit of a sort of almost like a binge mentality where we starve ourselves of something and then we sort of go back to the other extreme. So we never really find that sweet spot. And it's interesting when you think about sort of mindful eating and the idea that it's not really about trying to achieve a particular goal other than training the mind to be more attentive of how we feel, what we choose to eat, how we eat that food, and how we then notice how we feel after eating that food. And through that process over time, we sort of come to a place where we tend to eat in a healthier way. Not because we're trying to, but simply because we become aware of how we feel when we eat certain foods. So we're more tuned in to that. And that's really important because it sounds so ordinary. It sounds so obvious. It sounds like a message that we hear in the background of society all the time, but we don't necessarily pay attention to. More often than not, when we're eating, we're highly distracted. We eat when we don't necessarily need to eat, perhaps out of emotional distraction, out of emotional craving. We very often repeat patterns of eating that we know don't make us feel good, and yet because we weren't necessarily attentive to how they made us feel, we then repeat it again. So it can be really helpful to actually step back from any sort of extreme forms of dieting, extreme forms of eating, and actually just find a really steady, stable way of approaching food. There's something really liberating in that. There's something really comforting in that. We sort of step out of that binge and purge mentality. There is just a steady state. So as you sort of reflect on where you are with your own goals, with any resolutions that you might have made at the start of the year, not giving yourself a hard time if you didn't necessarily achieve the outcome that you had, and not necessarily giving up if it's something that you're enjoying and that you're sort of partway through, but just considering what it would mean to change the way you think about food, to change the way you think about the outcome. And I know that the choices we make about food are so often about the way we feel about ourselves. But if we eat more mindfully, if we are more aware, then we will naturally move towards where we would like to be. It might be that we'd like to put on a little bit of weight. It might be that we'd like to lose a little bit of weight, or we might like to lose a lot of weight. Whatever it is, in becoming more aware of what we're eating, how we're eating, and how that makes us feel, we will inevitably start to change what we eat and how we eat. So as you go into your day, as you go into your weekend, maybe make this a challenge for just a meal or two before you eat your meal. Just pause for a moment, notice. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, how hungry are you? It's really helpful to just acknowledge that before you begin to eat. As you eat, see if you can eat your food without any distraction. Just for a change, just for once. Without looking at anything, without reading anything, without listening to anything, simply being present with the taste. And then after the food, just pause for a moment. Notice, again, on a scale of 1 to 10, how full do you feel? How satisfied do you feel? It sounds like such a simple thing, such a basic thing, but so often we're not aware of how hungry we are. We're not aware of how full we are. The more we can become aware of these things, the more likely we are to have a stable and healthy diet in our life. Whatever you're up to this weekend, I hope you have a great couple of days. Thanks for listening this week. I look forward to seeing you back here on Monday.
Hi everyone, Kaysunga here. If you're here, I assume that you like Radio Headspace. And if you like Radio Headspace, you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring every teacher on the show and our wonderful host, Robin. We talk about life. There is a level of almost addiction here where you're addicted to just information. It's like information overload. Relationships. Before you can spread love and kindness to others, you have to first cultivate it within yourself.
Yeah.
And anything else you can think to ask us. The first step with any change that you want to make is that acceptance and that awareness. You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.